Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the first parak of Maseches Avodah Zarah. We are up to parak Aleph, Mishnah Ches. Ve'inos in tachshitin Avodah Zarah. You're not allowed to make tachshitin, decorations for Avodah Zarah's kutvos, unazam, v'taba'os, different types of jewelry. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, b'sachar motor, that if you're getting paid for it, then it's motor, because you're not doing it for the actual idol. You're doing it because that's your business and you like to get paid. Ein mochon lehem b'mechubel l'karka. You're not allowed to sell over the Avodah Zarah anything that's attached to the ground. But if you detach it from the ground, let's say it's a tree and you chop it down, so then you're allowed to sell it, because then you're not giving them any actual land. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, mocher lo al menas lakutz. You can sell him the tree al menas, that he's got to cut it down, and that you're not actually giving him any bailus over the land itself. The halacha is that you're not allowed to sell any land to a non-Jew in Eretz Yisrael, but you're allowed to rent land in Eretz Yisrael, and you're allowed to even sell land outside of Eretz Yisrael. That's the halacha midah oraisa. Ein maskirin lehem batim b'Eretz Yisrael. However, midah rabbanan, you're not even allowed to rent to a non-Jew in Eretz Yisrael. Ve'ein sarach lomar sados, and certainly not fields in Eretz Yisrael. B'Suria maskirin lehem batim. In Suria, you're allowed to rent houses to them, avalo sados, but not fields, because then you might come to sell the fields, and you'll violate Isurim. The assumption is that with fields it's worse. Why do we assume it's worse? Because the halacha is you're being mafkiyah from Chumas Maestros. So you have the general iser of Lo Sichaneim, and also if it's a field that would produce produce, then it takes away the chiyuvim. It's being mafkiyah Chumas Maestros. It's a separate iser. Uvechutz laaretz, when it comes to chutz laaretz, mochel hem batan, batim umaskir in sados, you could sell them houses, you could rent them fields. Divrei Rabbi Meir. That's the sheet of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Peretz Yisrael, maskirin lehem batim avlo sados. In Eretz Yisrael, you're even allowed to rent houses, you're just not allowed to rent fields. Ubusuria mochrin batim maskirin sados. In Suria, you're allowed to sell houses and rent fields. Ubuchutz laaretz mochrin elveilu, and chutz laaretz, you could sell anything. A field, a house, or whatever you're allowed to sell. Mishnah test. Ab makam sham lehaskir, even in places where you're allowed to rent houses, Tov de Avodah Zarah, meaning Surya, according to a mayor, Eretz Yisrael, according to a Biosi, places where you're allowed to rent houses, Lola Beis Dira Amru, you're not allowed to rent it to be used for them to live in, Mneshu Machlis Latoch Avodah Zarah, because aside from the Lo Sichanim issue concerns, you have an additional concern if they're going to be living there, that they're going to bring their Avodah Zarah into it, Shenemar, Lo Savi Toeva El Beisecha, and that's going to run afoul of the Isser of having a Toeva being brought into your home. Wherever you are, even in chutz laaretz, you're not allowed to rent a bathhouse, because the bathhouse is known by the owner of the bathhouse. It will be called Goldberg's bathhouse. So even after it's rented out, people will still think of it as yours. So when he's using it on Shabbos, everyone's going to think that it's going to be this that your bathhouse is running on Shabbos. That would be a terrible thing. So let's review what we learned today. In Mishnah Ches, we said that you're not supposed to make different types of jewelry for Avodah Zarah, but Rabbi Lezer thought that if you get paid for it, that's mutter. You're not supposed to sell mechubar lekarka, but you can, according to the Tanakhama, but you can sell something after you've chopped it down. Rabbi Yehuda thinks you're even allowed to sell it al menas, that it will be chopped down. And then we had different shitos about what types of real estate you're allowed to sell and allowed to rent to an Ovid Chavim, and it depended on whether you're in Eretz Yisrael, whether you're in Surya, or whether you're in Chutz La'aretz. And then in Mishnah Tes we said that even where you're allowed to rent a house to them, but it's not for their own base dira, because they bring Avodah Zarah into their base dira, and that would be a violation of the Savi Tov El Beisecha, and you're never allowed to rent a bathhouse to them, because it's always going to be known as your bathhouse, and that's going to be problematic. But Hashem, next time we'll begin with the second parak of Maseches Avodah Zarah.